I know you don't tune into Rosie on the House for a weather report, but we actually had Tad from Thatcher call saying the clouds are moving in.
All right. So, I was beginning to worry.
The breeze is picking up here, and I'm seeing clouds building Flagstaff.
Ah, very good. All right, all right. Well, we're set for another dousing, and I understand from studying the weather reports here the last couple of days, this storm had a particular interest of mine. One, because Jennifer and I wanted to take the horses and go ride up in Sedona on Monday, but it sounds like we're not going to be doing that.
that'll be our clean out the garage day.
That'll be our clean out the garage day. But every site I check says this will be a wetter than normal winter, so we should have a good snow accumulation. We're going in out of, we're coming out of the monsoon season with a decent amount of moisture all across the state. I've been traveling the state quite a bit the last few days, and I'll tell you, that whole area over there east of Sholo looks like Ireland and Scotland. It's so beautiful. And then as well, I was through Prescott Valley. That whole middle basin of Arizona needs a great big lawnmower. The whole place needs to be mowed.
Hey, Julia, do they get this excited about rain in Minnesota?
They get excited about any kind of weather.
Oh, do they really?
Oh, yeah. It gets intense.
What,
you know, you don't just walk by the person like you do in Arizona, mm-hmm. and not talk to them. Mm-hmm. You got to talk about something, so they talk about the weather.
Okay.
So it was the first of the year when we got there in May. It was, can you believe all this rain we're getting? And everything's flooded. It's just raining incessantly. And then it goes a good 5 days without rain, and people are like, can you believe this drought? What do you think? When do you think it's going to start raining again? I'm like, it's hot and dry in Phoenix. You want to talk about that?
All right. Well, let's get to talking about what's going on in Phoenix. Let's bring Brett into the conversation. Brett, we're playing a little game of Rosie on the House Jeopardy. You ready to play?
Oh, okay, I'll give it a shot.
Okay, listen, we've got three categories. Yeah, solar industry, the air conditioning industry, or miscellaneous. And we've got most of the questions are 10, 20, or 30 points. Where would you like to go?
Let's go with air conditioning.
All right. Daily double, air conditioning. I'm going to ask you, the term we use here at Rosie on the House for storing energy each day while the electricity rates are the lowest is called what?
No.
When we turn our thermostats way down during the low rate part of the day through the evening, what are we doing to the home?
We are saving energy.
Well, we are, but that's not the correct answer. Brett, thanks for playing. Now, what's your question for me?
Actually, Rosie, I'm looking for somebody to redo our backyard.
Okay.
And from adding artificial turf to new decking or some sort of decking cover, some landscaping, all that sort of stuff. So is there a one-stop shop that I can call and take care of the whole thing that will give me a fair price?
Now, what part of town are you in?
I'm in Scottsdale. Actually, you've actually been out here before. You met my lovely wife here to inspect our roof. Remember, we had a roof structure issue. This is Brett Sheets. And you checked out our roof, and we actually hired an engineer, and they put new girders up and reinforced it. So we're actually dried it now and got a new roof on it. We weren't able to get any money out of the roofer that went out of business, but at least we got our roof fixed.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
well,
no,
listen.
That's right.
Well, so you're a regular listener of the show, and I hope you're familiar with our website, rosieonthehouse.com. You know, servicing your part of the state, we've got some great landscapers. We have CYC Landscaping, French Accent Landscaping, Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. All three companies would be an excellent place for you to visit with them about getting a designer out to the property and just get their ideas starting from scratch. Now, I will tell you, most of these companies will charge for the design and the estimate, but then that is all refundable against the construction contract. But it's a great way to get a couple ideas and interview a couple great people and go with the one whose design and the chemistry you feel most comfortable working with.
Oh, excellent! So I go look for the landscaping guys, and they'll do the tiling or the new decking and everything.
Everything, absolutely.
Okay,
they'll take care of the whole thing.
And how about a garage? I want to redo the cabinets and the flooring in the garage. Do you have the same sort of scenario there?
Yeah, well, for the flooring, that's going to end up being Arrowhead Deck.
Okay.
The brand new member. And, again, you can find them at the website. And then for cabinets, right there in Escasso, why don't you just give us a call during the week and let us come out and take a look at what you want, and then either we'll put them together for you or we'll find a great place for you to order the modular units and get them installed.
Awesome. I appreciate it. And there's one other thing I want to tell you. You checked out our heaving cement floors, and you were concerned that it was moisture, so we had not the Ramjack people, but whatever their new name is.
Yeah.
Come out, great people, and they installed this moisture abatement system. you're laughing at me. That's a fan.
Hey, I'm laughing because this technology is a conversion from radon mitigation that the owner of the company, Bob Brown, says, well, if I can mitigate radon from underneath a slab by ventilating the subsoil, why can't I mitigate moisture? Over 80% of the foundation problems in Arizona have to do with heaving, not settling. This is the most genius thing I've seen, and the fact that you've already had it done, I'm going to want to monitor it and watch it for you, because we have a couple houses we're watching right now. One floor has gone down a half an inch.
Oh, wow. Yeah, in fact, you said, Brett, this is heaving. You got a moisture problem. So they came out, they just installed it last week. They did a great job. It's hidden in the closet, vents out the roof. They just now, I think the electrician comes on Monday to hook up the fan. So they hasn't actually turned on yet, but you can really hardly tell it's even there. So I'm excited about that.
Well, that's cool. It's going to be a huge solution for a lot of people.
Yeah, in fact, we're not going to redo our flooring until we have it running for about a year, and then we'll do that.
Very smart. Very smart.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brett.
That's Arizona Foundation Solutions now.
Yeah. That was the old name. Arizona Foundation Solutions is the new name. And the owner of the company has created and invented this technology, or adapted this technology to and we're actually going to have him on, because the foundation's he operates statewide, and the foundation problems he's been dealing with the last 20 years in Arizona. He's got an office down in Tucson, and he works up in the Coconino and Yavapai counties as well. Generally speaking, when they are called, the homeowner is saying, my house is settling, can you come solve it? And more times than not, the house isn't settling. The house is actually heaving, and to the untrained eye, it looks a lot the same. It's cracking, it's crumbling. And
is that unique to Arizona?
Yeah, Arizona is very bad about it because we have so many clay soils that are expansive when they get wet. Mm-hmm. Once they get wet, they expand and actually start heaving and lifting your house. All right.
To answer your question about unique to Arizona, when we started working with Bob Brown, he gave a statistic. He said, you know, I'm the only Ramjack dealer in Arizona. He said, you open the phone book in Dallas and there's 48.
Oh.
And he's not Ramjack anymore. It's Arizona Foundation Solutions. It's an opportunity for him to bring a lot more new technology to the table. So now, no matter what your problem is, where he was limited in what he could do before, now he's unlimited. He can get you taken care of no matter what. Let's go out to Cave Creek and welcome Ken into the conversation. Ken, good morning. How can we help you, my friend? Are you prepared to play a little Rosie Jeopardy, Ken?
It doesn't sound like Ken's prepared for a whole lot this morning.
he's
prepared to take a nap.
Let's see if we can go to Phil. Calling from Bisbee Tombstone. Good morning.
Ooh,
Phil.
Nice.
Good morning, Rosie.
And are you ready for a little Jeopardy?
Absolutely.
All right. We've got
our winners at 20 points. It's going to be easy to take the lead.
That's right. That's right. We've got three categories, Phil. The solar industry. Category two would be air conditioning, and then we have a miscellaneous category.
Let's go air conditioning for 200, or 20.
20, okay. Actually, that is the one question that's already been asked. I'm going to give you, air conditioning. Jennifer, if I'm checking this right, air conditioning category is completely consumed. They've all been asked and answered.
No, only the one got the right answer. We've only had one correct answer so far this morning. So you could ask again what the name is for the process of
This is the Daily Double. It's air conditioning for 10, and it is the term we all use here at Rosie on the House, Phil, for turning the thermostat down in your house when you're buying power off peak, so that when the on peak rate hits you, you can turn the thermostat back up. It's very strict. It's a great tactic for those of us who live in the deserts. What are we doing? What is that process called?
Super cool.
Super cooling. That's right. All right, Phil, for 20. Now you're actually tied for the lead, so you can pick any category and any question, and if you get it right, you're in the lead.
Give me miscellaneous, whatever you got left.
Miscellaneous. We'll go miscellaneous for 10. What festival did Romy and the Rosie on the House staff just recently hold up at Bison Ranch in the White Mountains?
Crawfish Festival.
Crawfish Festival.
This guy
all
listens,
right.
Yeah.
Phil, a regular listener from the Bisbee Tombstone area. All right, miscellaneous for 20. Name one feature of Rosie's favorite home.
Masonry construction.
Absolutely correct. I think we've got somebody going to sweep the board here again. What is the recycle slogan that we've been using? It's three words, all revolving around less waste in the landfills.
The only one I know is recycle, reduce, reuse.
I'm going to give it to you. That's very good. All right, Phil. Well, you've about run the board. I think you've won the opportunity to go ahead and turn the tables, and you ask me the question you called for.
Okay. I have a newer home, about a year old. I have a granite slab, and on the seam, it continues to separate. The contract has been out twice to fix it, and both times it has separated again. They've cleaned it out, scraped out all the epoxy, re-epoxied it. They've even tried doing some bracing underneath, and to no avail. It still continues to separate. This is the third separation now.
Hmm. And is the seam in the middle of the counter, or is it at the corner?
Yeah, it's a really long counter along the back wall. It's right next to the cooktop. So it's probably somewhere in the middle of the counter.
Have they insulated the granite from the cooktop? That cooktop, there should be a thermal liner in between the cooktop and the granite. We're not heating up that granite causing an expansion, thermal expansion, are we?
I do not know, Rosie.
Okay, well, that would be the first thing I'd check. How close is the cooktop to that joint that continually is separating?
Oh, it's within 6 inches.
Oh, well, then that's going to be my number one suspicion right there.
Okay.
Is that we haven't properly thermally insulated the countertop from the cooktop itself. That's where I would go. That's what I would check. Phil, I think Phil's going to be our winner here on the Jeopardy game. That's for sure. He certainly ran up quite a few points.
Well, don't discourage
there.
Everybody. Got another hour to – I got more questions.
All right. Phil, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to put you in touch with our local in-town granite expert, and he's going to give you an opportunity to go ahead and maybe dig into that topic just a little bit better.